Well, good morning, boys and girls. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. And today is a very special day. If you look behind you, you will see all those trays right there on the communion table. Today, we are celebrating communion. Now, that's a big word, but it sounds like another word. It sounds like community. And if you look out here, all of these people, this is our church community. It's a group of people who gather together to worship God and to do what God wants us to do. And each and every one of us is an important part of our church. You guys are an important part of our church, all the way up to our senior adults. Every single one of us is an important part of our church. And when we work together, we can do some amazing things. And so one thing about communion is that we all do it together. You see all of those trays? There's enough in there so that everyone can do it together. Everyone who believes in God can do that. Now, we do communion. It's a wafer and a cup of juice. And it kind of seems a little bit like a snack, but it has a very important meaning behind it. So a long, long time ago, Jesus and the disciples were gathered together and they were sharing a meal. They were sharing the Passover meal. And Jesus took the bread that was on the table and he blessed it. He said, thanks to God for providing that bread for them. Just like you guys said the blessing at dinner, right? Yep. Jesus said a prayer of thanks for the bread. And Jesus broke it, and he told the disciples that that bread was a symbol of his body that would be broken for them, because Jesus died on the cross for us so that we could always be friends with God. And so that wafer that we've got in there and that bread that Jesus broke so long ago was a symbol that Jesus died for us, so that we could always be friends with God. And then Jesus took the cup. Now he had wine and we have juice. Jesus took the cup and he blessed that too. And he told the disciples that whenever they drank that, to remember what he had done for them. Because that wine and our juice is grape juice, but it looks a little bit like the color of blood. And Jesus died for us, so that we could always be friends with God. But Jesus didn't stay dead. He died and defeated sin and death, proving once and for all that God's love is more powerful and stronger than anything else on this earth, even death. And Jesus rose from the dead. So today, when we do communion, we do that to remember that we are not perfect, that we do things wrong sometimes, that we sin. But Jesus, who was perfect, came to earth so that he could defeat sin and death, and we could always be friends with God. So today, we remember how much God loves us, and we remember what Jesus did for us. What a celebration that is. And that is why we say that we celebrate communion. All right, guys, let's pray and thank God for sending Jesus, and then you can go back to your seats. Let's pray. Loving God, we are so thankful for how much you love us. Thank you for coming down to earth as a human to show us how to live and to defeat sin and death. Thank you for promising to forgive us and for promising to love us no matter what. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.